Good morning. How's everybody? Tired? Good. Anybody staying up way too late? Yeah? I know I am. Today I want to talk to you about one of my favorite four-letter words. The word is test. Everybody love tests? Do you love tests? Some? What are some tests that you might have to take? Yeah, Olivia. Social studies? And did you use the adjective boring? Okay. I thought I heard the word boring there. Anybody love to take math tests? I love math tests. Those are cool. What about these people out here? Do you think they ever had to take some other tests besides school tests? What would be an example of a test they would take? Yes. Driver's test. And can you hardly wait until you turn 16 and take driver's training? And your moms and dads are going, Lord, have mercy, help us. You guys will be great drivers, right? Oh, what are some other tests that we might have to take? Olivia, to get a job. Anybody ever take a test to get a job? Yeah, that's a good one. I didn't even think about that. What's another one? Trial what? Oh, tryout for like, if I want to try out for the Minnesota Vikings? Not that funny. I would have to take a test. Like I'd have to run really fast, like a 4.440. 40 feet. Well, that's even pushing it. Never mind. In our lesson today, Jesus had to face a test. The test came from the devil or Satan. And Satan took him and said, you know, you're really hungry. Make this rock here into a loaf of bread. And Jesus said, no, I'm not going to do that. Took him to the top of the temple and showed him. No, he said, fall off and God will catch you with his angels, right? Yeah. And the third one, you remember what the third one was? Took him to the top of a tall mountain and showed him everything in the world. Now, that physically, I don't know how that happens. But, you know, it's the Satan and God. And said, worship me, and all of this is yours, which I think is kind of weird because the universe, the world is already God and Jesus. And so, but that's another metaphysical kind of question. And Jesus said, no. He said, no to the test that, make sure I got the right word up here, Satan was throwing at him. And Jesus said, I read God's Bible. That's not quite what I read, but basically, Jesus said, God's word will help me through these tests. And so Jesus trusted in God. So if you change the letter E to the letters you are, what does that spell? Remember the test that you took in spelling? Not so much. Trust. We trust in God. We trust in God's word. We trust that even if we have some tough times, God's going to be there. Maybe not to bail you out of whatever trouble you might be in, but to say, I still love you no matter what. So let's do a prayer. Everybody pray, repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for loving us. Help us in the tough times to trust you, to resist the devil, and to trust you, to share about your love in the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Don't go to sleep because you've got another job after the sermon, just to let you know. I'll give you the heads up. Right, Carol? Okay.